Notes to myself during National Poetry Month 2020. Remember, bluets still sprout beneath your boots when you take your daughter for a walk by the river. Even though an orange snow fence surrounds the jungle gym in the park down the street, there's a low fork of a young oak to sit her in. Remember, even if the hoops have all been unscrewed from the backboards, you can still feign a hook shot for her. Remember, if the balcony is closed, sing through the wall. Find the riot, unquelled, in the cherry blossom center. Remember, beneath each scarf, bandana, and surgical mask, there is a throat that might break into sudden, surprising aria. Remember how astonished your daughter is at motorcycles and ladybugs. A pebble she finds in the neighbor's driveway. The stars, the moon, mayflies, streetlights seen from the window before bed. Remember the image of your wife's brown hair sprawled on the pillow in the blue hour of any morning is worth more than all your poems. Remember even an angry word from her is worth more than the best line of poetry you have ever read. Remember, your poems cannot shelter you or make a roof for the ones you love. Remember, the earth's sole vocation is to astonish. Remember, the angels of the earth choir themselves with mouths full of sod. Remember, glaciers melt, oceans rise, coastlines recede. Remember, everything can happen at once and always, and God, and heaven, and hell. Remember, the world is inside you, the meadow between one clover and one bee. Remember, the world is sweet and spinning still.